Molly. This is... Good morning, everyone. Why I never learned to clear my throat before I start speaking, don't know. It's 8:05 on Saturday, 19th of July, 2014. It's a humid morning, wet. It's been raining within the last hour, but only a little bit. Last night I completely missed the thunderstorm, but my wife and my youngest daughter, child number two, were up watching it from the front door, apparently, for a while. It's a calm morning so far. I hear this buzz. Maybe you can hear this buzz here. It's an electrical power substation that's only tens of metres from my house. So I'm throwing the ball for Molly, because we're going to do some things today and Molly can't come with us. You can hear the A303 over the top of Kiwi Hill there. It's loud. It's loud today. There's no air movement at all. Usually the wind will keep the sound away from us. You probably have to think about what you're listening to in order to understand what that sound is, and ordinarily probably people would not even really be bothered about it. Chuck that ball for a dog. But today is my and Sarah's 11th wedding anniversary. It was a Saturday 11 years ago that we got married, and the weather was hot that day, hot, if I remember rightly. And it was actually one of the single most best days of my life. We got married in a manor house, so it was a civil ceremony as opposed to a religious one. We made the conscious decision that because we're not wholly religious, we wouldn't take the mick out of the church. I suppose we saw it as respecting religion insofar as, because we're not religious, why would we get married in a church? So we took the bold and noble step not to get married in a church. So we got married in a big manor house in North Yorkshire. Beautiful place. And the only thing about that day that I would change if I could do it again would be my brother-in-law got it together and played the music when he should have done. And we had more than a little stereo to play it on, because the manor house didn't have a facility to play in, you know, the intro or the outro music, which is the only thing I suggested to them, really. So it was a day-long party. It was brilliant. I remember it was bloody hot. That's what I remember from that day. Flipping crows. We've had more. Are they crows? Yeah, the crows are chasing the swallows away. You hear the dog panting? What are you going to say? So the crows were jackdaws. Have decided to infest, for want of a better word, the cherry and the, one of these trees here, beech, the cherry and beech trees on the island in front of our house, they've decided to take to those. And they cause such a flipping racket. You know, the really horrible crow. Loud. And they were doing that at 6 o'clock this morning. Oh. Everybody's seeking refuge. Wonder what's going on. What have they seen? Cat? Might be my cat. One of my cats. Jasper, he usually follows. Oh, there he is. Jasper patrolling the area. He's old. He's looking for something, he knows. But Jasper usually comes out on the island to play with the ball. Or rather, he'll just sit there and watch. He's having a wander about. He's on the road. Jasper, come here. Psst, psst, psst. Come here. Here he comes. We rescued Jasper from a what do they call it? Tierheim in Germany. Pet, what do they call, like a pet rescue place. And he's a flippin' rogue as Jasper. Yeah, he's looking up in the trees. He knows those birds are there. Oh, here he comes, bouncing along. He looks so cute, and he's actually such a little rat. See, what are you looking up at? Huh? Molly, be, oh, Molly, man. Here he is. Here, what's this? Oh, here. Both my cats seem to be hungry all the time. It's not worms. We worm them. But they're hungry all the time. Whenever there's food, they're there. They've even now started jumping up on the dining room table. Bloody hell, Moll. You're keen today. Oh, Molly. Oh, it's gone under the... it's gone under the gate of this electrical substation. Let's see if we can get it back. Is the grabber long enough? No, it's not. Oh, Molly, we may be out of luck. We need a long stick. Let's find a long stick. Here is a long stick. So, Sarah and I went to bed quite early last night. And I think we need a new mattress, given that we've had that mattress for 10 years. We've had it for 10 years? About maybe 10 and a half years. Let's see if we can get this back, Moll. But find that when I sleep a long time in bed, or lie for a long time in bed, I get a really sore back. Oh, God, it just has to be the wrong shape as well. All right, dog's really excited to get this ball back here. Let's see what we can do. Should be able to get it back now. Yeah. So... basically, this electrical substation is a little brick building. And on the side of it is, I don't know what it is, some kind of cooling system with a fence around it. And the ball just went under the fence. There you go. There. Blind girl. It's on the road. She's off. The road. Oh, God almighty. For a dog that's meant to be a flipping... retriever. She's not very good at finding things. What's this? Here. Look. There. What? Behind you. For God's sake, what the hell are you looking at? You say you trust in sense of smell more than anything else here. That's why we're better than you. Oh God, I've gone over 10 minutes. I'm going to have to renew my Plus account now before I send this one up. Oh, a few spots of rain there. It's humid, but it's a lot cooler this morning than it has been in the morning. Oh yeah, here comes the rain again. So, we were going to go to a beach today. Now we're not. And I was actually last night going to test out my bivy bag. I knew that it was going to rain. I'm quite confident with it, in that it's going to keep me dry. Molly Moo. But anyway, getting back to the subject of wedding anniversaries, I mean, you know, last year Sarah and I went to London, saw a couple of shows, and this year is going so quick. So quick. Kind of, everything's getting ahead of us at the minute, and so we haven't really planned anything other than the dates for our summer holiday. And Sarah and I are going to take 2 weeks off together this year. So they're the only guaranteed things. There's nothing guaranteed after that. Or even during that. We don't even know what we're going to do. For, you know, we've got ideas. Oh, here comes the rain. Anyway, so I think I better go in because it's going to get wet. I've taken up Gray's Box. I don't know whether anybody's seen that. Just look for Gray's Box on the internet. They do cereals and snacky type things, but I went for the breakfast ones. I think it's pretty expensive for what it is, but actually when I tasted the product, I was extremely happy indeed, very high quality. But basically what I've gone for is the cereals, and what they do, I've signed up for every 2 weeks, they'll send me a box out. In the box are four packets of breakfast cereal, you know, based around a granola foundation, I suppose. So yeah, every 2 weeks I send a box of four out, and you see this little packet of stuff and you think that's not a lot. It is. It's very filling stuff. Yeah, in my hand. Stupid dog. No, I shouldn't say she's not stupid. So I'm going to go and have Gray's Box. I don't know which one to have. I'm just trying it out. I got the first one for free. And what they do is they... you can have them every week or every 2 weeks. I went for every 2 weeks. Or every month, maybe as well. I went for every 2 weeks. No, just every week or every 2 weeks. And it's £4 a box, including the delivery. So it's quite expensive for what it is. But I just want to try it out. And you can cancel it at any time. And they do breakfasts and they do snacky type foods for during the day as well, so I'll give it a few runs and see how it goes, and probably bin it. I don't know what my decision is yet. Come here. Well, I'll tell you what I need to do, and that's definitely sort my back out. Same again, started last Saturday, and Sunday I was in rag order. Maybe hear the rain in the trees now. The wind's picking up. That means it's going to come in. There's a lot of wind now. All right. Bloody hell, dog. Dog just chucked the ball at me. Right, this is the last one. Ready? Go. The long one. She's away. Off like the clappers. So after an extremely busy and stressful week at work, I'm just going to take my time this weekend. Okay, can I have the ball, please? Yeah, drop it then. Nearly got it straight in there. So, some meandering thoughts.